My name is Rachel Gio, and I'm with Gimsbach Consulting. I'm here with Rebecca Ormord, who is the Director of Client Services. And we thought it would be really interesting to have a conversation about the value, the benefit that project accounting brings to a company. So we're going to kind of just dig right into it. So tell us, Rebecca, you have a lot of experience through lots of work in the construction vertical with project expensing, project accounting. Can you describe a little bit or explain a little bit what that is, why it even matters, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, project accounting, which is also known as job cost accounting, is kind of the practice of tracking profitability and financial progress of each specific project. So regular accounting focuses on the overall financial progress of the company and is used mostly for tax returns or to see how each department is doing, give you kind of a health of a company. Whereas project accounting provides a much clearer picture of profitability per project, as well as types of project. So in project accounting, you create a budget before you start and you identify KPIs, so key performance indicators, establish cost codes and run reports a lot more frequently than you would just regular financial reporting. And so project accounting is probably most used in businesses that are based on contracts for unique projects. So like construction businesses, engineering firms, we've got software engineering for specific contracts. So anytime you have a unique contract and you do contract work, project cost, project accounting or job cost accounting is really the best way to go.
So we're talking about like maybe a design firm would use this, any kind of fabrication, even like some sorts of media companies that have projects, contracts for specific projects, in addition to construction. So it's not just limited to construction type projects. It could be a software might have a contract. Mm-hmm. And also, if I understand it correctly, you can also kind of separate it or segregate it into verticals. So like, say you have three or four different departments within your company, just segregating out all of the expenses per each of those as well within those contracts, correct?
Yeah, correct. And really it all kind of rolls up into cost of goods sold. And so it doesn't have to affect your GL so much, your general ledger code. So your income statement doesn't have to be 40 pages. You can do it within the items list or something like that. So really what you want it to roll up into different cost of goods sold. And those can have several different segments as well. So for example, you might have, take construction, for example, you would have remodels, you would have new construction, mm-hmm. and different things because everybody does different, or maybe it's a landscaping firm. So what you want to know is, are remodels profitable? You might think that one is more profitable than the other because, say, new construction, you have giant projects. But when at the end of the year, if you're doing project accounting and you're keeping those separated out, the difference, so you've got two ways to look at your information per project, but then also rolling it up into cost of goods. So you've got your different segments in that. You can say, I thought we were making more money in new construction, but all these little remodels at the end of the year, our profit margin is bigger. And that's actually happened a lot with different companies I've worked for. They thought they were making money in one segment. And when I started running the numbers for them, they realized that's not true at all. And so they actually made changes to their business model based on where some of their profitability is. And you can really key in on that. So for like media marketing, they might have like SEO and consulting and different things like that that they do. And you can even break out those because those a lot of times are contract-based. They have a contract, it's a year or it's 2 years. And a lot of those are very much your people are your product and your people are your expense. And so, you know, you have to account for hours as well as you're calculating the burden. And so your company burden is, what does it cost the company to have this employee above and beyond their salary? So what benefits do you offer? 401k, health benefits, all that kind of stuff. So you take all of that and divide it across the board per employee. And so you know how much it costs you to have this employee. So the employee puts their hours in, how much they're spending per job, then you can start seeing what your cost is per this job. So every job, whether no matter what industry you're in, it's all based on time, materials. Time and materials are usually together. Three things that you really want is, you know, to track when you're doing any project is time, money, and manpower. And so all of those things have to be on budget. You have a certain time frame. Your contracts have a beginning and end date. You have so much money that you have budgeted to put to this, and then so many man hours in a day. Those are some of the reasons why it's important to do project accounting, is so you can actually see what is working and what isn't working, and then you can make decisions based on that.
So those decisions, let's talk about some of those decisions that come out of that profitability story. Once you have real data that really does tell you specific in which verticals or in which jobs or in which segment of your business is creating the most income. What are some of those? I know that we can talk about how to help. It makes you more accurate in your bidding for the next contract, correct?
Correct.
And I know that there are some bonus structures that can be tied to profitability. So talk a little bit about how useful that is to a business owner.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I worked for a construction company, and I had taken a 6-month hiatus and dealt with some, you know, family things. And I come back and find out they gave bonuses to the framers. And I was like, oh, great. So you must have made a decent profit on that to be able to do that. And everyone just looked at me like, what? And I said, what was the basis of which you gave them a bonus? And I was like, well, you know, they finished early. So where's that money coming from? Where is that, you know? And it's like, it didn't click. Like, and that happens a lot. Like, so the person who thinks about money all the time is always thinking in those ways. And what I find is the people out in the field aren't thinking like that. So when you have a clear budget with clear, you know, your key performance indicators of like, we will do this when this happens, this is success, then everywhere there's clarity all around. And then there's transparency. So you can have your meetings and everyone can see where you are. Here's where our goal is and here's where we are today. That's how they know what to work towards. And then there can be clear bonus structures at the end. So if we finish on time, you get this much. If we finish early, you show them how much it adds, because for every time you finish early, that means you can start something else, which means you can make more money. And so if you have all that information, then you can inspire and motivate your employees. You can reward them. They can feel good about it. But it's also important to do that on a regular basis, so it doesn't get to the end of the project and say, oh, well, you're 5 months behind schedule. You know, you have to keep that up on a weekly basis. Here's where we are. Here's where we are. Here's where we are today. And so project accounting allows you to do that.
I'm hearing a lot of language around transparency and really good communication. So in order to have that transparency, you're going to provide the real data, the real numbers for the team to help show them sort of where you're at. It reminds me of like fundraising campaigns where you have the thermometer or whatever, and you're like constantly showing people, but sort of an idea, like an internal fundraising campaign sort of thing of here's where we're at.
Exactly.
But you can't have that transparency if you don't have the numbers, if you're not doing project accounting. And so I am imagining in the work that you've done that you've seen a lot of companies that don't do project expensing, that don't do project accounting. And so they really don't know.
Correct. They don't know where they're making money. They don't know where, they don't know how to bid. They're just throwing numbers at things. And sometimes it's based on 10-year-old data. Well, this is what we did when we started.
Yeah.
You know, and especially in today's economy where prices are fluctuating and doubling, and, you know, inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation is just through the roof right now. And that goes for manpower too. You're paying more for your employees. You're paying more for everything. So, you know, all the benefits have gone up. Everything has gone up. So you have to constantly look at what you are spending, and it has to be current data. It can't be old data. So that's the benefit of project accounting, is that you can use real data right now, because as the invoices come in, so let's just go over the basics of what does that mean to do project accounting, right? So every company is going to look a little different depending on what it is. Like I said, the ones where your people are kind of your, that's your, what you're using as kind of your commodity, you know, hours are important for them to track their hours. And you set up different things, like do it on the every 15 minutes or the every 30 minutes, you know, everybody's going to be a little different. So it's critical to have a good time tracking that's tied to actual projects. And then also knowing what your labor burden is and being constantly updating that. What does it cost me to have these employees? And then for those who have materials, you know, when anytime an invoice or a purchase order goes through, it has to be marked. You have job codes, which indicate which job it is, but then also line item codes. So what I've done is I take whatever the budget is and break that out, and then make an item list saying QuickBooks that matches that, so that for every, it ties directly to the bid, so that you know exactly per line item what you're spending and making money on. And that's very helpful for your project managers. It's very helpful for the owners to see, oh, we really went, we tend to go over in every project on whatever that is. Maybe it's framing, maybe it's SEO, maybe, you know. So it really helps you see over time. So not just per project, but over time, what are the areas you're just not bidding correctly, so that you can make those adjustments. And that helps so that when you go to the client, you can explain why the bid is what it is. You can, with accuracy, say, hey, our labor has gone up at this percentage based on these things, and benefits have gone up and those kinds of things. So that's why I know last year we did it for X amount of dollars. This year we have to increase it by 25%. And most of the time you explain why, people understand. They live in the same economy, so they get it. But it's just, you can't do that if you don't have the data.
So I can imagine a business owner saying, hey, this always sounds amazing and I would love that data, but it costs me money to have someone work out that data. I mean, there's an accounting, a bookkeeper, there's people involved that would take it. So convince me as a business owner of how will I benefit financially from doing this?
Well, I would say you can't afford not to. So it, say it costs you another $500 a month to take the time to do project accounting. You could save yourself from losing that amount of money or more by not having the real data, by not knowing what things cost right now. And just so you can make good decisions and make good decisions for your business so that you're making money. And I will tell you, it's hard to make money if you don't know where it's going. And that's what I've heard over and over and over again. So many businesses start out not doing project accounting. They don't have it set up for project accounting. And then they're like, hey, we don't have any money. And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what I hear more than any. I mean, we're making lots of money.
They have a lot of revenue.
But I don't know where it's all going.
Right.
And so that's usually, you know, when they come to GameSpot, help me find out where my money's going.
So besides the cost, the financial cost of the extra reporting, the extra accounting, what other reasons might a company be held back, might be reluctant to actually go into project accounting?
Well, it's effort. And so they're afraid. What I also hear is, oh, my people won't do that.
Mm.
They won't do that. They've gotten used to the way, you know, they do it, and they won't do it. I've heard that about receipts. Oh, they won't turn them in. You can get receipts turned in if they use their own card and have to get reimbursed.
Right.
And to get reimbursed, you have to code it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so there are ways to incentivize your people, but also you have to get buy-in and explain to them with bonus structure. I can't give you bonuses unless I know how much we're making.
Right.
You know, and so tie your bonuses to performance and performance to job coding, and people will do it. They're not terrible people. They just get used to what they get used to.
Yeah.
And so it requires lots of training and requires buy-in and, you know, retraining and then reminding. And at first it feels like, you know, sometimes an unclimbable mountain because
right.
people are so used to doing what they do. But right. there are ways to incentivize them that are very effective.
Okay, finally, we're going to kind of wrap this up, but I know I've heard this term modified job costing. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Well, a modified job costing is basically you're just tracking your hours. Mm-hmm. So everybody has to turn in hours most of the time for businesses, especially if you're doing contract. And so you're taking all the other costs, say you're using AWS and you know, just a bunch of software to do what you need to do. You take that, everything you spend over a year, and divide it proportionally among all your projects.
Mm.
And you divide it based on usually project dollars, right?
Okay.
So if this one is $1 million contract and this one's $100,000, you know, they get divided proportionally. And right. so that is a way that you don't have to take your AWS bill and think, how much did we use this for this contract versus this contract? Because you're like, we just use it for everything.
So it's based on revenue, percentage right. of revenue, basically.
Exactly. So you do track your hours, but then all your other costs to do that business, and not admin costs, those are different because
okay.
those get calculated into your burden,
okay.
your labor burden. So everything it costs you to do your work, which all rolls up into cost of goods sold as well. So that's what it takes. That's the amount of money, and which, you know, everything turns into amount of money.
Right.
So these are the tools it takes to do this work. And if we weren't doing this work, we wouldn't have these tools. All of that gets rolled up into cost of goods sold. Everything else goes into admin and overhead, and all of the admin and overhead get rolled and divided out into your labor burden. And so you don't have to track each and everything. And that works really well for those labor industries where, you know, it's most of your cost goes into, you know, employees.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Now, this has probably been a lot of financial and accounting lingo for a lot of people. So just in a really simple way, what would you say to the business owner who really is kind of saying, hey, look, I'm making a lot of money. I mean, I'm getting a lot of money in, but I don't seem to have any profit. I don't quite understand all that you were just talking about, but tell me why I need to do this again.
Well, if you want to know why you're making money and why you're not making money, you can't know unless you divide it out so that we can look at the data. But if there's no data, then I would say, I don't know either, you know?
Right.
So I can help if we start dividing the data out and assigning it to where it goes. And then you can say, oh, I thought we were really making money on all this consulting work I was doing, but now I realize that's not really where we're making money, you know, or whatever it is. So you can't know the answer to that question. And so a lot of times you'll see someone go for the first 2 to 3 years without tracking anything, and then it really hits them hard. And all of a sudden, you know, they may have had $2 million in January, but by June, they're just like, well, because they weren't attributing it to a job.
Yeah.
They were just treating it as income, and they were spending it as fast as it came in. So, you know, I'd say if you really want to grow your business and do it in a way that is profitable, then you have to do job cost accounting. Otherwise, you're just throwing, you know, random darts into the air and seeing where they land.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time and your expertise. And we look forward to more conversations in the future.
All right. Thank you.